Best Obedience Training for Dogs by WatsonDogProducts.com. Obedience training is an important part of owning a dog. It is a way to teach your dog manners and how to behave around people and other dogs. There are many different ways to train your dog, but there are a few basic obedience training lessons that all dogs should learn. These lessons will help you train your dog more effectively and make sure that he or she behaves in the way that you want. What is dog obedience training? Basic obedience training teaches your dog how to appropriately obey the necessary commands essential for keeping control over your dog. This helps your dog, and the world, to be safe. There are usually 10 basic commands that all dogs should know and respond to. A few dogs have the ability to live and breathe without your command, which means obedience training is necessary. Obedience training lessons typically involve teaching your dog basic commands like sit, stay, come, and down. These commands are essential for every dog to know. They can help you keep your pet safe and under control in any situation. Best age to start obedience training for dogs. As a new dog owner, you may be wondering when the best time to start training your puppy is. According to most experts, the ideal time to begin training is around 7 to 8 weeks for most puppies. The most effective training involves positive reinforcement and gentle corrections. If you start too early, your puppy may not have the attention span or mental maturity to learn effectively. Starting too late can make it more difficult to teach your dog basic obedience commands. By starting at the ideal time, you can set your puppy up for success in learning and provide them with a foundation for good behavior. Training should be an enjoyable experience for both you and your puppy. Be sure to use positive reinforcement techniques such as treats or praise to encourage good behavior. With patience and consistency, you will be able to successfully train your puppy and create a bond of trust and communication. How long does dog obedience training take? The amount of time you have to spend time doing discipline training depends on several factors. How often do you practice training and how long do they last? If you practice 5 days a week, your dog will be taught more quickly compared with the dog that has been training for only 2 days each week. Also, the proficiency level of the instructor will affect how long you train your pet. A more experienced trainer can guide you through training quickly. It might take you 4 weeks or 4 months to train your dog on your own. You'll need about 6 to 10 weeks for your puppy to learn obedience training. Trainers' strategies differ, depending on the trainee's response and the trainer's techniques, as well as how quickly the dog responds to them. What equipment do you need for dog obedience training? Collar. Any dog owner will have a dog collar. In addition to attaching an identification tag with your contact details, a collar has several practical applications when training a pet. A comfortable collar can be used to keep your dog safe while training outside or in public settings. It also gives better control to the handler or trainer, especially if you train a dog to behave in a location where collars are not permitted. Leashes. Leashes are available in a variety of sizes, widths, and lengths. Having a leash is crucial so you and your dog remain in control while in public. Like collars, the kind of leash you use will depend on the training you intend to use with your dog. For obedience training, you'll need a standard length leash. With more complex commands, you may need a longer leash. Target stick. A target stick can be useful for training in beginning simple habits, such as walking calmly on a leash. Teaching your dog to touch and follow the tip of a target stick can help you lead them more easily, instead of having to pull, push, lift, or coax them. You can target them into getting into the car, onto a grooming table, over jumps, or into the correct position more easily. Crates. Crates can be used to contain your dog's behavior if you have certain circumstances, such as house training or chewing. A crate may also be used to avoid your dog from going to dangerous places, such as stairs or the front door. Clicker. A clicker is a great tool that can support the teaching of various skills. This makes it possible to set up constant marking of specific behaviors even if they happen quickly. Long lines. A long line is a safe, simple, and versatile alternative to being off-leash. Long lines also permit exploration when training and more room for events like scent sensitivity. Treat. Your dog will be more interested and happy if you reward her with some tasty morsels. Depending on the pet, their exact treat preferences may vary, but the general idea is that soft, edible treats like peas and meat are your dog's favorites. Treats will be chosen to be small-sized. You may prefer carrying a treat pouch that allows you to organize your training products. To make things easy on you, don't underestimate the value of praise. Be sure you share plenty of positive recognition. This reinforces the correct actions and strengthens your bond with your pet. Top 10 Obedience Training Commands You Need to Teach Your Dog. Teach Name. Begin training your dog to identify and recognize their own name before teaching them any activities. This is a huge step for developing disciplinary behavior. It is easier to train your dog to heed your commands if you address them softly. Visible signs of good behavior from your dog are if they stare or look at you when called their name. Don't forget to reward or show affection to your dog as reinforcement. 2. Come. Come is the second basic command for dogs to know, as it can literally save their lives. It's not always easy to teach, as there are many things that can distract your dog. However, it's definitely worth the effort, as proper recall can prevent them from getting into something poisonous, running into the street, or getting attacked. 3. Watch me. Paying attention to yourself is very important to your dog. If your dog can ignore things around him and focus on you, it will be much easier to teach basic commands. Teach "watch me" just like you would any other command or trick. If you spend time teaching your dog to pay attention now, it will be beneficial for both of you for further training. 4. Leave it. This will act as a guide for your dog to distinguish between reasonable items that are allowed and items that are not allowed to take. By holding treats in both hands and gradually moving the first hand or treat towards your dog's face, you trigger them to lick or sniff at the treat. Saying the leave or no command firmly but friendly will help your dog understand what you're asking them to do. 5. Sit. The sitting position is the most powerful. You'll need to practice this a few times before your dog gets it. Try it without a treat once you think they understand the word sit. Method to train your dog. If your dog lies on the floor, he will not be in a position to jump up on you. 6. Stay. When your dog masters the sit command, introduce them to the stay command. When you tell your dog to stay, you're asking him to remain in the current position until you give him permission to move. As they sit naturally, open your palm to them and give the stay command. With a little practice, your dog will learn to stay from the sitting position. 7. Stand. To position your dog easily for activities such as brushing or a vet visit, start with the stand command. With a treat in hand, guide your dog's nose forward and down. Following the direction of your hand, your dog should naturally fall into a standing position. 8. Wait. Wait and stay are similar, only your dog doesn't need to be still. Wait means do not go beyond a certain point. With the wait command, your dog can go anywhere in the room, but cannot leave. 9. Walk on a leash. Puppies don't find it easy to walk, and they like to run, pull, and bounce around. Pulling on the leash is just rude. As the owner, it's your responsibility to teach your dog not to pull on a leash. This will make it easier to take your canine in public places. Creating a positive connection is the most crucial part of teaching your dog to walk on a leash. As soon as you bring your puppy home, you can start teaching them leash training. Puppies usually stay with their mothers for the first 8 to 12 weeks of life, so you would probably start around this time. This formative period can be a great opportunity to socialize your puppy and teach them some essential manners. 10. Heel. When you give the heel command or training to your dog, you're asking it to walk directly next to you instead of behind or in front of you. It's helpful for your dog and yourself if your dog knows a heel cue, especially when crossing traffic or walking past lots of people. It's important that your dog has mastered the sit, stay, come and focus commands before you teach this little complex training. Consistency is key to success with this skill. Dogs are amazing creatures that can provide us with companionship and love. However, teaching an untrained dog can cause you the hassle. An obedience training for your dog will instruct it on guidelines, making you have more control over its behavior. By enrolling in a dog obedience class, you and your furry friend can learn how to communicate better and have a more enjoyable life together.